Motivation follows action. The first way to impart a take action mindset is to understand the real way in which motivation appears. It would be 5 million times easier to achieve our goals if we all knew how to motivate ourselves 100% of the time. It would be like pressing a magical button that jolts us out of bed and into work. Whenever our energy is faltering, we could just press the button again, and we'd be injected with another dose of that good stuff and become correspondingly productive. The closest legal thing we have to this is coffee, but even that has waning effects. It's easier to feel motivated when you like a project or when you're doing something you're genuinely passionate about. But let's be realistic. There are days when just the mere act of leaving your bed is a challenge and a huge accomplishment. For most of us, we don't enjoy what we do enough to feel motivated by it. An artist may be inspired to bring her visions into reality, but for the rest of us, we're really just trying to scrape together enough willpower to get us through our days. This is all to clarify motivation's role in taking action and getting started. Whatever your goals, motivation plays an important role and can spell the difference between success and failure. It's one of the most important ingredients to influence your drive and ambition, but we're thinking about it all wrong. When we think about motivation, we want something that will light a spark in us and make us jump up from the couch and dive deeply into our tasks. We want motivation that causes action. There are a few problems with this, namely, the fact you're probably looking for something that doesn't exist, and that's going to keep you waiting on the sidelines, out of action, and out of the race. This type of motivation, if you ever find it, is highly unreliable. If you feel you need motivation that causes action, you're doing it wrong. For instance, a writer who feels they are unable to write without some form of motivation or inspiration is going to stare at a blank page for hours, end of story. The truth is, you should plan for life without a motivating kickstart. Seeking that motivation creates a prerequisite and additional barrier to action. Get into the habit of proceeding without it, and surprisingly, this is where you'll find what you were seeking. Action leads to motivation, and more motivation, and eventually momentum. The more you work for something, the more meaningful it becomes to you. Your own actions will be your fuel to move forward. After you've taken your first step and have seen progress from your efforts, motivation will come easier and more naturally, as will inspiration and discipline. You'll fall into a groove and suddenly you'll be in your work mood or mode. The first step will always be the hardest, but the second step won't be quite as difficult. For repetition's sake, forget motivation, get started, and you'll become motivated. Taking the first step is tough, but consider that aside from motivation, just getting started gives you many other things. For instance, confidence also follows action. After all, how do you expect to be confident about something when you haven't even tried? A taste of action tells you that everything will be okay and you have nothing to fear. This is confidence rooted in firsthand experience, which is easier to find than the false confidence you get from trying to convince yourself before the fact that you can succeed. Public speaking is almost always a scary proposition. Consider how you might try to find confidence that causes action. You would tell yourself it'll all be fine. Imagine the audience in their underwear and remind yourself of your hours of rehearsal. Now, consider how you might find confidence after getting started, how action can cause confidence. "I did it and it was fine" is an easier argument to make versus "I haven't done it yet, but I think it'll be fine." The most important takeaway here is to not wait until you're 100% ready before you take the first step. It will probably never feel like you're completely prepared. But starting down the road will motivate you more than anything else will before the fact, so allow your actions to propel you and build confidence. Change your expectations regarding motivation and remove the self-imposed requirements you have for yourself. No more 0 days. Sometimes just thinking about taking action might give you a headache. It's true that there are only so many ways to look at the goal of doing more. For a slightly different perspective, consider the mindset of banishing 0 days from your life. You can combine this with the tiny steps tip from an earlier chapter. A zero day is a day that you've let slip by without doing anything to achieve your goal, without taking action, and doing something tangible outside of pondering. This concept may also apply to a week, an hour, or any other time segment you set. E.g., a zero year is one in which you probably hid out in a cave somewhere and hibernated for 365 days. Instead of trying to seek action by reaching for a lofty goal, you can take action by trying to avoid a zero day. It's a small shift in mindset that can use your sense of pride and shame to your advantage. The concept of a zero day simplifies keeping score of how you're doing so far in working toward task completion or the achievement of your dreams. Think of life as a binary. Either you're doing something, one, or you're not, zero. Aim for a string of ones instead of zeros. Make it black and white, with no in-between. In other words, see to it that every day you do something that'll inch you closer to your goal. Don't judge your results other than if you acted or not. Notice the phrase, inch you closer. The idea of having no more zero days doesn't mean you have to pack every single day with tasks that'll break new ground or catapult you to immediate success. This kind of thinking is what scares most people away from doing anything at all to accomplish their goals. They think they have to exhaust themselves with big, significant tasks every day because they believe simply pecking at something is not worth the effort. Then, overwhelmed by the idea of having to start on a large task in front of them, they procrastinate and build a string of zeros instead. Once they accumulate 2 or 3 days of zeros, they then find it easier to let the zeros persist. They may think, well, I've missed 3 days at the gym already, so what's the point of ever going at all when I can't be consistent with this? So they stop going to the gym. Others may think, I have to finish writing an entire chapter today. What's the point of sitting down to write if I'll only add 2 sentences in there? Then, intimidated by the thought of having to complete an entire chapter in one sitting, they procrastinate and end up not writing a single word. So instead of ranking each day on a scale of 1 to 10 and feeling depressed whenever you fall short, replace the idea of needing a 10 to requiring just a 1. Got something done. It doesn't matter how small a portion of a task you manage to do for the day. It only matters that you at least accomplished something. Give yourself a 1 for the day. Strive to rid your calendar of any 0 in there. But if you do slip up and get a 0 one day, don't feel discouraged. Recover the next day with another 1. Once you get into the habit of doing something every single day to move toward your goal, the zeros in your calendar will diminish until they finally disappear. For instance, say you need to write a 5-chapter research paper over the course of 5 months. Aim to complete at least 1 chapter a month and pledge to have a string of non-zeros every month. This means that every single day you need to get something down on paper or do something related to your research paper. Some days you may feel like an idea machine and jot down a lot of creative ways of looking at your research problem. Other days, you may feel demotivated, but still summarize just a single paragraph of related literature. And that's okay too. The only thing that matters is that you incur no 0 days. It might also help motivate you if you reward yourself at the end of every month that you managed to get through without ever netting a 0. Another example is setting a no 0 before lunch policy for yourself. This means that you should accomplish at least a little something toward your goal before every lunch hour. The task you manage to complete may be as simple as scanning the documents needed for your database, or as complex as developing a software system validation procedure. Again, all that matters is that you get something done, whether big or small. It's a way to break the inertia that will cause you to find comfort in inaction. Keep in mind that you can apply the no-zero policy to a whole range of time segments, from a span of hours to years. You may choose to commit to a no-zero hour, a no-zero day, a no-zero week, and so on. The important thing is that whatever time segment you set for yourself, you see to it that you do something within it that'll bring you closer to moving toward your goals. Take rapid action. Get productive, motivated, and energized. Stop overthinking and procrastinating. Written by Patrick King. Narrated by Russell Newton.